Well, as Palestinians in Gaza celebrate the victory for the resistance, we're now joined by our correspondent, Hala Al-Safadi from Gaza, to describe the situation for us on the ground. Hala?
Hello?
Yes, you're with us, Hala.
Here I have with me Mr. Ihab Lakhsen. Mr. Ihab Lakhsen is the chief of the government media office in Gaza, and he's here to give us his insights on the situation. So, Mr. Ihab, can you please tell us, talk to us about the ceasefire and the terms, especially those the terms that mentioned the all the borders around Gaza, even the ones with Israel, are going to be open, and the siege is going to be lifted. On the other side, they mentioned that Israel is saying that lifting the siege is totally different than stopping this war. So can you please tell us your insights on the situation?
Well, yes, actually, Hala, I can tell you that the Palestinian factions could put all the conditions on this Israeli enemy, in this Israeli occupation. And in the end, the Israelis accepted all what the Palestinian factions wanted. Actually, we didn't want new or strange conditions. It's normal. It's our normal rights that we ask for. We should actually get these rights without any blood, without any aggression on us. But in the end, if they want to use this, we actually did it. And they, in the end, did accept it. It's actually normal. We're talking about lifting the siege, opening all the borders with the Israelis, and let the Gaza Strip live freely as any community in the world. Second, we asked, the condition was not to assassinate or kill any of the Palestinians, especially the leaders in Gaza, and to live as any community in the world, stop all aggression attacks from the sea, from the air, from the land, on our Palestinian people, especially salesmen and farmers. That's the conditions were were in the agreement, and by an Egyptian guarantee, actually.
And what about the borders? Are we talking here about the Gaza-Israel borders? So there will be, like any Gazan can go to the West Bank without all the regulations and the permissions we have to go through?
Well, actually, yes, we talked about all the borders, opening the borders, but it's, at the same time, we're not talking like all the Gazans gonna, you know, let them go there, because we know in the end that this is an enemy, and they have some names that they may arrest them or whatever. We're talking about the normal people. Yes, it's open for them all the time. We're talking about Kerem Shalom, also border. We're talking about even Rafah border, and so they can't put any conditions on us in the future with the Egyptians. So it's all the borders. This community and this people, these people in Gaza Strip, should live freely, actually, like any community in the world. We can't understand that Gaza Strip will continue on a siege or on a blockade, and this should be going on or start to put procedures for this opening, actually, after 24 hours from the starting of this ceasefire last night.
So we're waiting in the next few hours to see all those changes on the ground in Gaza taking place.
Procedures should be taken, actually. Hopefully that they will do it. We actually know the Israelis. They always break any agreements. Hopefully this time with the Egyptian side, and we're talking about many countries in this agreement, especially America, that they will, you know, do all whatever we want from them, and they signed on it, on this agreement.
We're hearing a lot of news talking about that this ceasefire will not last for too long. Do you agree with this, or what can you tell us about this?
Hopefully it will be long, but as we, you know, used on the Israelis, they always break the agreements. That's always happened. It's not for with us as a resistance here or Palestinian in Gaza, even with the you know, the authority in Ramallah and West Bank, whatever they have with peace agreements or whatever, they always break it. That's what we used on the Israelis. Hopefully this time, because there's a big countries going into this agreement, that it will be long. But I'm afraid for they won't, actually, because they like blood. They like to kill our people. They like to see our kids killed. So they can't hold it without killing our people, maybe a few months, but hopefully. I don't want to be, I want to be optimistic at least this time and say that it will be long.
Well, thank you, Mr. Ihab. This is what Mr. Ihab had to tell us here.
All right, many thanks. Hala Al-Safadi, Press TV's correspondent in Gaza, and also many thanks to your guests.